Well, it is the weekend superhero movie fans have been waiting for.
I keep telling everybody they should move on. Some do, but not us.
That's a clip from Avengers Endgame. Anusha, how big of a hit could this thing be?
Hi there. Well, the very biggest. I mean, this weekend we're expecting some numbers, maybe as north as $300 million. It's already opened in some countries around the world, like China, and you know, previews will be starting tonight, and we expect to see tomorrow some early figures. But yeah, some estimates are as high as $300 million for the opening weekend, which would make it the biggest opening weekend for a U.S. movie.
Speaking of records, I think I read in one of your pieces that this is going to premiere on, what, 4,600 screens nationwide?
Right, and that in itself is also pushing the barriers for, and Disney's really, you know, really has to do that, has to get that on as many screens as possible, because when you see this film, which I had the pleasure of seeing this on Monday at the premiere here in L.A., and, you know, it's, they really pulled out all the stops. It's a culmination of, you know, 21 to 22, if you count this one, film storyline and a massive battle scene. So it would have cost a lot of money, and they really have to try and get every seat filled.
So what is it about this movie that is just getting everybody so excited? I obviously am not, you know, an Avengers fan, but
well,
explain it to us.
Well, yeah, I'm not a comic book fan either, but I always go and see these films like just for pure entertainment, and they always deliver to some degree or other. And I recently saw Captain Marvel. That's you know, a big film for Disney. It's already earned over $1 billion, and we'll see Captain Marvel, you know, in Endgame for, you know, as part of the Avengers for the first time. That's not a spoiler. That's already been in a trailer. But really, what it does is it's the culmination of this storyline where we have this evil warlord called Thanos who's been trying to get these very powerful Infinity Stones together because he wants to wipe out half the universe. Now, why he wants to do that, apparently the world's overpopulated. But that aside, he successfully did that in Infinity War, which was the last installment. He snapped his fingers and that, like, decimated half the universe. And now we find the Avengers, like, sort of trying to pick up the pieces, trying to, you know, dealing with grief, dealing with weight gain, and all the things that come along with being down. And they also are trying to find a way of fixing it. So that's where we are now. And
Let me squeeze in one more quick question here, because this is being billed as the finale, right?
Right.
But when there's money to be made out there, Hollywood's not going to turn down another opportunity. So where do they go from here?
Well, that's a good question. So this is just the end of this chapter of the storyline. Already we know there's two more Marvel films coming out next year. We don't know what they are yet, but Kevin Feige, who's the president of Marvel, has said, you know, he's fleshed out another 5 years of these stories. So we know we'll see more Captain Marvel, more Black Panther, more diverse characters like an Asian superhero. That's what we'll see.